First President, present are Councilpersons Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Bell, Hollins, Roots, Cartier, Diller, Smiley, Hartley, Nagel. What's your pleasure on the minutes of March 21st, 2017?
So moved.
Is motion approved? Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none? Let it adopt it. First on the agenda, resolution R-17-060, resolution approving issuance of certain bonds or notes by the Odessa Fire Company Incorporated. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have legal counsel and also representatives of Odessa here today. Robin Schetzler, president of the fire company, past chief, and also retired paramedic. And Frank Fitzwater, also chairman of the board, and a past assistant chief and hold various offices through the fire company. This is pretty straightforward. This is the issuance of bonds that the county is the responsibility to pay back. These particular loans and everything falls upon the fire company, and they'll be using this to basically refinance a note that was taken back in 2012.
Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Hearing none. Resolution 17-061, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the Armage Corporation for a portable ammunition storage magazine for the Department of Public Safety in the amount of $32,172. As stated in the title, the purpose of this requisition is to acquire an additional portable ammunition storage magazine, otherwise known as a bunker, for placement at the Newcastle County Police Department firing range that meets the requirements that are set forth by the ATF for safe storage of ammunition. Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Okay, hearing none. R-17-062, authorizing the execution of one new speaker system for the council chamber. Oh, no. Authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Rave Wireless Incorporated for licensing associated with the Rave Mobility Panic Button application for the Department of Public Safety in the amount of $100,000. And just to clarify, as stated, it's to cover the second year of the licensing association for the Panic Button application used in the 911 call center. Any questions from any members of council?
Can I just?
Yes.
At this point, so I guess reading this, we are like a year into this program.
Yeah.
Do we know how many people are participating in the program?
No,
currently we have over 100 facilities registered. I don't have the answer of the number of people that actually have the ask, but it's at least 10 people per facility.
And really it was facilities. I don't care about the basic number of people. So over 100 we have registered.
And we're attacking the school districts aggressively right now.
Okay.
We're going to be in Brandywine School District, so we're going to pick up another 20-some buildings within the next week.
And we pray that they never have to use it. Yeah. But thank you.
And just to clarify on the record, Councilman Kilpatrick really does care about the people. It's just the number of people.
I just wanted to know how many registrants.
Registrants,
or whatever that word would be. Sorry.
Okay. Next, any questions on the member of council? Anything public? Okay, we're good to go forward. R-17-063, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for increasing amount $7,350 for Pamela K. Goffinet for GIS and cartography consultant services for the Department of Special Services, which revises the total purchase order to $17,250. In English, this purchase order will update the GIS mapping soil coverage database tracking and the data entry into the CityWorks orders for the remainder of 2017 for the chemical root treatment program and the GIS mapping database tracking. And let the record show, Councilman Street is here. Any questions from any member of council? Anything from the public? Okay. Hearing none, we're going on to the grant applications. Okay. I'm going to pass for those that aren't here and see if they come in before we get back to them, okay? So we're going to, on the agenda, Newark Area Welfare Committee, Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, this is $2,500 to the Newark Area Welfare Committee. This is money that provides some flexibility for whatever the clients need. So I'd like to make a motion for $2,500.
We have a motion for $2,500. Is there a second? There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Anyone not voting? Me. Okay. Delaware Academy of Science, Iron Hill Museum, Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, I am donating $2,000 to the annual archaeology festival. I'd like to make a motion for $2,000.
Motion for $2,000. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Not voting. Okay, Councilman Weiner, if you're settled, we'll circle back to you now for the Brandywine High School Senior After Prom Committee 2017.
Thank you. This is for games, activities, and food for the after prom. After going for a few years down to the trampoline place and at the waterfront, they're back at the school decorating, doing all the other things. But it's a great way to keep the kids occupied off the street, not getting drunk after their prom. So I'm fully supporting it for $2,500.
We have a motion for $2,500. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Not voting. Okay, I'm going to pass the next one. Next, we have Roseville Park Civic Association, Councilman Shelby.
Yes, this is for the maintenance, the planning he did last year. They're recouping some of the cost to make some more planning and for mulching of the entranceway off of Kirkwood Highway.
And the motion is for?
$600.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Not voting. Next, we have the Western District Advisory Council, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This is pretty much an annual grant that we give, and it's for the National Night Out. It goes to supplement for activities, music, and food. It's for $2,500. Last year we divided it up. There were 7 of us that gave to this. So I guess I'm wondering if we would like to do that again this year. Do you want me to say who
Does
gave
anyone
last
have any
year?
Cricket spray? You can ask, is anyone else interested in contributing? Looks like it's
I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the event in August?
I don't have the paperwork for this, but I believe so.
Okay.
But I can't swear to that. But we do one national night out a year. So if it's the one that
August.
If it's August, oh, it is the August
yeah.
one.
It's a class.
Okay.
National night out festivities in August.
Okay. I'll make a motion that I will give $500 of the $2,500. Well, we've been giving to, we gave to, 16, we gave $2,500 between us last year. All right, I'll do
okay.
500. I move that I do 500. Huh?
Because we have members of council there, some that are absent.
I'll also do 500 for this.
I'm just not sure.
Would you want to make a motion to approve up to $2,500?
Yeah, yeah. So anybody that wants to come in afterwards?
Yeah,
okay.
Let that you know
all right.
As soon as it kind of
all right,
anyone
I'll
that you, who you want
right.
to strong arm?
No, I'm not strong arming anybody, but beyond that. Okay, I move that we approve up to $2,500 to be given to the Western District Advisory Council for their national night out in August. And so that's all you need for that
yeah,
motion.
And on the record currently,
and on the
we,
record
have
currently we have Councilman Woods for $500 and me for $500.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're going to circle back now to MOT Senior Center Incorporated. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The MOT Senior Center is located in actually the town of Middletown, and they are in dire need of replacing their heating and ventilation air conditioning units. So they've approached both Councilman Powers and myself that if we would be so kind to do a $2,500 grant for them, sponsor. So this particular grant would be $1,250 for Bell and $1,250 for Councilman Powers. And Ruby, am I speaking correctly?
Yes.
You're authorized to see the check.
I thought Powers was $2,000.
I like that idea.
Okay, so there's a motion for $2,500 to the MOT Senior Center, divided equally between Councilman Bell and Councilman Powers. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Next, we have the Police Unity Tour, Chapter 9, Incorporated. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, this is the officers who ride in the Police Unity Tour down to Washington, D.C. It raises money for the Police Memorial in Washington, D.C. That represents all fallen officers throughout our country. Our county police have a contingent of officers that do participate in the ride, and they have to raise so much money, each one of them, in order to participate and everything. So we've been doing $2,500 in the past. Retired Sergeant Riddell normally comes in, and I know there's a number of us that have contributed in the past, so I will start it off with putting $500 into it.
And I'll do five.
I'll also do five.
Hundred?
Five.
500?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just trying to clarify that. She said five. She will do $5. So I'm just trying to make sure. Okay. Okay, let's run this down. We have Ms. Kilpatrick at 500. Mr. Woods at 500. So that's 1,500. And Mr. Powers at the other 1,000?
Oh. 500.
So at 2,000.
That's it. 2,000.
I give the other five.
Okay.
What was that again?
Somebody got Siri in the pocket. I know it's being taped. I get multiple ways, but I know it's being responded to. Okay, for the record, we have Councilman Bell with 500, Councilman Kilpatrick for 500, Councilman Woods for 500, Councilman Powers for 500, Councilman Hollins for 500, for a total request of $2,500 for the Police Unity Tour. Or do we want? Are we going to divide the 500?
Yeah, we're going to divide the 500. I'm going to give 250, and Jay's going to give 250.
I knew it would be you.
Thank you. Well, we can divide it up other ways if you want to take 100.
You're good. And Councilman Street, so Councilman Street is at $250. Councilman Kilpatrick at $250. So the motion is for $2,500. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Not voting. Okay. Crestmore Swim Club. Councilman Woods.
Yes, this swim club had a leak in their pool last year, and they had some issues with water bill and a bunch of other things, and want to help them get this pool fixed for this summer.
So you're requesting?
I'm going to request the 25.
$2,500?
Second.
Second.
There's a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Not voting. Okay. New Life Christian Center. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move for $1,500 to the New Life Christian Center.
Second.
There's a motion. There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Not voting. Okay, next we have the Western Family YMCA. Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, I make a motion for $2,500. Go to Western Family YMCA. This is request is for the 2017 Summer Learning Loss Prevention Program being held at Richardson Park Elementary School. Right now, there's one out of every three students that go to this between the summer are low income and cannot afford to go. So this goes to help pay for their teachers and pay for their income, what they're supposed to be able to put in for this program.
Okay, we have a $25 motion.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Okay. Last but far from least, Student Disabilities Advocate Incorporated. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to give some background on this. Well over 10 years ago, school district lawyers were getting their tails kicked all over hearing rooms by lay advocates, especially from the Parent Information Center. And so the state came forward and took the position in the court that lay advocates could not do hearings with children with disabilities. So most recently, former president of City Council, Theo Gregory, who is a lawyer, has initiated a nonprofit organization to advocate for children with disabilities and homeless children. And so I'm very pleased to give him what's probably going to be some initial startup money to do this work that is very much needed. We get calls every day, and you know, the fact of the matter is that the district lawyers warned the lawyer up. Well, now they got it, and every time there's a finding on behalf of a child, they're going to pay the attorney's fees. So they dug this hole, and I'm sure Councilman Gregory is going to be very successful in helping children who are seriously in need. So my motion is for $2,500.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I put $500 into that. I think it's a very worthwhile.
So that's $2,000 for Councilman Street, and Councilman Bell is contributing $500. Okay. So motion $2,500. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Okay. That completes the grants. Is there anything for the expense and revenue roundtable?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We talked about this before, not my idea at all, but for the summer youth program, somebody said that and maybe we could install it on our taxes that are mailed out if it's a contributing box, or if you were able wanting to do that. I didn't know if somebody was still working on that or they thought it was a good idea, or I didn't think of it, but I'm just thinking we're getting closer to tax time when the bills get mailed out. I know we got another 3 months, but it so happens that it can come and pass. So I just wanted to bring that up. Are you still interested in that? Or
I don't recall the discussion recently, but I can do an outreach to finance, because I don't see any reason why. We still have the nonprofit account that you can contribute into.
Right.
So you could still contribute into that and earmark it for the summer youth employment program, right?
You can do that,
right? Yeah, right now.
Right.
Yeah,
but we don't advertise it, and I do know the state of Delaware is working with the food bank and another organization of doing exactly this. Mm-hmm. But they just check the box with their donation.
Oh, you're talking about on your income tax returns?
Yeah, that's
on the income tax. Yeah. But we have a property tax that goes out in July. That maybe that we could do our help to raise more money for our summer youth.
Yeah, and my look again, the only issue would be that, remember, about 50% of those tax bills never go to the homeowner, their escrow
accounts.
You get their mortgage company.
That's true. All right, we just won't do it.
There's that whole group of population.
But we,
I guess you could do it on the sewer pump.
But I think we could look at publicizing the account that we have that they can make a donation into and earmark it towards the summer youth program. So maybe that's something we want to take a look at there. Any other comments?
Could,
discussion?
I can't do
it. Anything under other? Can I get a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm voting on this. Aye. Okay. Thank you very much.